Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and send our salutations to the best of creation, Hadrat Mawlana Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today marks the 2nd of Ramadan 1442 and we welcome our esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, to this beautiful program of Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. And we have our Honorable Mufti Sahib sitting beside us, looking ever ready to answer the questions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and may we continue to benefit from him. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zahid. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, we have a few questions lined up here. And the first one is that it comes from a Hafiz, and he says that very often our batteries are dead and we need some spark to liven up our dead batteries. Can Mufti Saab please give elaborate on the virtues of one who memorized the Quran?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You know, in this world, when we say somebody has passed away, what do we really mean? We mean the ruh, the soul, the spirit has separated, emanated from the body of that person there. Otherwise, the eyes, the ears, everything is still there. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in Surah 42, Surah to Shura, and verse number 52. So subhanallah, easy reference, chapter 42 and verse 52, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا, that it is the ruh that we are sending to you. So if this ummah attaches itself to the noble Quran, then it will supersede and beat everybody. And when this ummah detaches itself from the noble Quran, then they will always be humiliated and disgraced. Let's look at it in the Ahadith Mubarakah, chapter 16, verse number 44. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, and we reveal to you, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the dhikr, this reminder. And remember that Quran calls the Quran Sharif reminder, chapter 15 and verse number 9. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra, we have revealed this Quran, this reminder, piecemeal, gradually. Wa inna lahu lahafidun, and surely we are the hafiz, we are protecting it. So you are asking me, what are the virtues, O Hafizab? Allah Jalla Wala took his name, his attribute, and he gave it and transferred it to you, to me, and every person who's a hafiz. Wa inna lahu lahafidun. Is that not an honor? It's one of the greatest honors. Chapter 15 and verse number 9. That hafiz is one of the attributes of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And therefore, we must remember we are the only people on the face of this earth that we are the ones that we can say without fear of contradiction, it is the same scripture, the same divine book that was revealed to Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Jews, the Christians, Hindus, nobody can say that, remember, that they have a book today, and it is the same book that was revealed to any messenger, any prophet. If you study the Torah, the Injil, the Gospel, whatever, the Bible, their interpolations, additions, omissions. So that is one of the greatest virtues. Then I was telling you, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَى, chapter 16, verse 44, لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ, we reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif, the reminder, so that you explain to the people, the people in detail. Tabiyin means detail. Bayan, add explanation. And lecture, talk. And tabiyin, a talk, lecture in detail. So, ma nuzzila ilayhim, what is revealed to them, wala allahum yatafakkaroon, and so that they would wonder, ponder, and reflect. I'm giving you two hadiths, one from Bukhari Sharif, one from Muslim Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa allama. The best of you are the one who learn the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others. You know this hadith. If you want the further elaboration, go to Tirmidhi. There is one rawi, one reporter there, Abu Abdurrahman Sulami. Abu Abdurrahman Sulami. He says, Aqadani hadal hadith fi hadal maqad. That this hadith here made me sit here in this place here to teach and teach the muhaddisin who wrote the commentary in Tuhfatul Ahwadi, and that you will find it. That Abu Abdurrahman Sulami, if you take the starting time of Sayyidina Usman to the ending time of Hajjaj bin Yusuf when he died, so then it means he taught Quran Sharif for 72 years. And if you take the ending time, you must remember, of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, and beginning time of Hajjaj, then remember it's 38 years. So if you take average 55, 60 years, he was teaching Quran because of this one hadith. Subhanallah. Our Honorable Ustad Hafiz Dimalia, Hafiz Ibrahim Dimalia, Hafizullah, 55 years teaching Hifz. So how devoted, dedicated they are. The love for Quran Sharif has entered the recesses, inner recesses of their heart. Then you see in Muslim Sharif, the hadith is mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ, that through this Quran Sharif, Allah Jalla Wala will elevate people. That is, when you attach yourself to the Quran, and those who detach themselves only read in Ramadan or few big nights or so, the rest of the year they abandon it, neglect it, then Almighty Allah will neglect them, meaning humiliation. Eight disgrace them. See, today it's becoming world news, it's gone viral. The Taliban told the people, we the Afghan Mujahideen, we beat the Americans. 1st May, they're packing up. America is packing up, and you must remember NATO is packing up, all whole happy lot leaving. Starting point, you must remember 1st May, and then ending point 9/11, so the 11th of September. So whatever date they want, the fact remains. Study the history of Afghanistan. It became the graveyard. And which Afghanistan? That Afghanistan, which parts of it were conquered by Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu in his time. Part of it conquered by Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu in his time. So that Afghanistan we must speak about. So remember that Afghanistan, which became the graveyard for the British Empire, became the graveyard, you must remember, for the Russians. And today, as I told you many years ago, you will see them packing up with their tails between their legs. 20 years they spend there. The Soviets spent 10 years. And what good you did? $2 trillion it cost them. And remember, thousands of their forces would lie, died all in vain. And you got a good threshing. Why? Because when you have quwwat imani, you have the love for Quran, you have love for Sunnah, the Muslim will dice with death. And you don't love to die, but the Muslim loves to die. So that is what the Quran Sharif is teaching us. Remember this. So Hafiz Saab, you say you want your batteries, that now you on park lights, you on, you understand? So we want to make it dumb lights and bright lights and intelligent lights. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Saab Rahimullah, who we met, mashallah, he passed away in 1976, Shawwal, Hazrat used to say, Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi, apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim must not be to finish the Quran Sharif. Today our children become hafiz, big jalsa. After 5 years, he forgot the Quran. After 5 months, he forgot the Quran. Allah forbid. Because now, not interested. Allah forbid. So every day, O Muslim, now in Ramadan and post Ramadan, read Quran Sharif abundantly.
Mufti Saab, a parent is asking here that I wanted to put my child in an institute, but now I've decided to put him to memorize and commit the Quran to memory. What are the rewards for me as a parent for this hafiz?
MashaAllah, remember that first and foremost, I mentioned it the other day in one of the programs, that those of you, your sons are performing Taraweeh, we salute you, O Hafiz Saab, Qari Saab, Imam Saab, Maulana Saab, Mufti Saab. We salute your parents for all the sacrifices they made, how elated, delighted they are. Dad, mera pyara beta, my son is leading the congregation, 100, 200,000 people. Go see in different countries, you must remember that how they are reading, performing the Taraweeh, big crowds there, mashallah. And then third one, the honorable teacher, we can never forget that. Regarding memorization of the noble Quran, we always say that, remember, it is a triangle, three parties. All three have to work and synchronize with one another. One is the student himself. One is the parents' motivation, inspiration, du'as, and so forth. And one is the teacher, the effort he's making. If your teacher loves you and is making du'a for you, you will go very, very far in life. But if you break the heart of your teacher, then you won't go far in life. فَازَ مَنْ فَازَ إِلَّا بِالْأَدَبِ وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. How beautifully the shair, the poet said, مَا فَازَ مَنْ فَازَ, only that person will be successful. مَا فَازَ مَنْ فَازَ إِلَّا بِالْأَدَبِ. We have love, we have respect for our teachers. And وَمَا سَقَطَ مَنْ سَقَطَ إِلَّا بِسُوءِ الْأَدَبِ. And the person will always fall, get humiliated, disgraced. And when he has disrespect and he doesn't care for his teacher, so always remember these guidelines, then inshallah, with the fadl, grace, mercy, benevolence of Allah, Jalla wa'ala, we'll go very far in life.
Mufti Saab, a question comes from Canada. The person is saying that I recently moved to Canada. There's only one masjid in my area. The imam, he looks inside the Quran and reads. I'm not a hafiz and I fear that if I read at home, I won't complete the Taraweeh. Please advise.
This masla is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha states, you must remember that one of her Mawla means it was a slave whom she liberated, emancipated, and his name was Dhakwan. So Dhakwan used to look inside the Quran Sharif, and you must remember that she, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and them used to follow him. So therefore, the Shafi'i, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, they say if the Imam is looking inside the Quran Sharif and performing the Taraweeh, the Salat is valid, and the people behind them, their Salat is valid. So you will see this very often in the Arab countries, Western countries, and so forth. So that is the basis and so forth. However, when we look at the Hanafi school, the Hanafis say it's not permissible for the Imam or the Muswalli, the Muqtadi, the person who is the Imam, the leader of the prayer, or the congregation who are following the Imam, that they open the Quran Sharif in Salat, and they're looking inside and they're going to read, they'll have to open, they'll have to close, they'll have to do this, do that, or so many issues. So they say this falls in the category of Amale Kathir, and therefore the Salat will be null and void. So if you are in a place like Canada and so forth and so on, then and you are following, then it's only one masjid in your area, and that imam looks inside the Quran Sharif, then in a case like that, if you follow the Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali school, so remember, you read behind the imam is no problem. But if you follow in the Hanafi school, then we will not advise you. We will tell you, best is you go read at home, even short surahs from Alam Tara downwards and so forth. You be the imam, put your wife, your children behind you. So mashallah, you got a son or whatever, or sons, so they can be the imam if they are baligh and mature, and you follow them, or you be the imam and they follow you, and then the women behind, your wife, your daughters and so forth. So that will be the easy option out in that situation.
Mufti Saab, a person says here that I'm a slow reciter of the Quran, and in the mornings I'm keen on making a khatam, but I'm not sure whether I should read Surah Yasin or should I just complete with my normal khatam.
My brother, in the day there's 24 hours. How long will it take you to take read Surah Yasin? Man qara'a Surah Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaiju. Normally you're not awake suhoor time, sehri time. Now you are awake, so it'll take you 5, 10, 15 minutes. So in your sehri time, suhoor time, your pre-dawn meal time, there you read Surah Yasin. The hadith in Sunan Darmi, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man qara'a Surah Yasin fi sadrin nahar, whoever reads Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, then qudiyat hawaijuhu, his needs will be taken care of, subhanallah. So, and then you got the whole day, whole night to read. So don't say one against the other. Say, I'll do both. I will read Surah Yasin daily, and I will continue reading the Quran Sharif daily. Surah Yasin is Quran also. So you must remember, don't say I'm reading Quran and leaving out Surah Yasin. No. So I gave you the timetable and the schedule, what you need to do, and you just need to make aage piche. You know aage piche. Readjust, you must remember, your timetable and your program, and it will become very easy for you.
Mufti Saab, an elderly person is saying that I find it hard to recite the Quran also, but I still busy myself in recitation. But I don't know if I'm reading the words correct or wrong. Please advise, Mufti Saab.
Yes, you must remember, if you are in South Africa, every town has got so many Hafiz, Hufaz. We got Qurra and Qari Saab. We got Maulana Saab, Mufti Saab, this Saab, that Saab. So go to any one of them. Most of them won't charge you anything. And tell them, you must remember, now I'm coming from classes. So mashallah, elderly people, you see, they come and they enjoy. Enjoy meaning first time, they're 40, 50, 60 years old, doctor and businessman and what and what. So why? Because they want to learn something. So we teach them, we're gratis, we don't charge you anything. So you must remember that this is the mercy of Almighty Allah, that where Allah is giving us the opportunity to teach. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, innama bu'istu mu'allima, that indeed I have been sent as a teacher to humanity and posterity. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Second one, innama bu'istu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq, I have been sent, remember, to perfect and complete the honorable character and so forth. So Mustafa rahmatul alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving us the physical knowledge, the beneficial knowledge, and the spiritual knowledge, that way we become better human beings, removing the pride, the jealousy, the envy, the excessive love for this world, and so many other issues. So that is Deen of Islam. So you must go to a teacher, and mashallah, go learn by them. You still got, now is only second fast today, so you still got 28 days, 27 days. So mashallah, if you are really making a concerted effort, then before Ramadan finishes, you will know how to read the Quran Sharif fluently and correctly.
Mufti Saab, I am an imam of a masjid and I am not a full hafiz. I know few surahs, so I'm not sure and I feel guilty that there's no tarawih taking place in my masjid. Should I just recite those few surahs in tarawih for the people?
If this is in South Africa, then you, the Imam, and the trustees, with due respect to all of you, it's an indictment upon you. We have so many Darulums, we have so many Hafiz. I think in Lanesia alone, if I start counting, we'll have over 1,000 Hafiz. And you telling me in your masjid in South Africa, you don't have a Hafiz. So what, the trustees were sleeping? You as the Imam, you were sleeping or what? So you must remember this, that even now, if you contact the Darul Ulums, you contact them, ulama and so forth. So mashallah, where they got hif classes and so. So definitely you will find somebody, and maybe you just have to pay for the transport or all those things, and arrange the boarding, lodging and so forth. That's not too much. And in that way, that at least we have Quran Sharif Khatam. Remember that this is the crime committed in the Arab world. You see what they are doing. Tunisia said no Taraweeh, no Isha, no Taraweeh. Kuwait said 15 minutes. You must remember that. And see, the Salafis, that they read 8 rakats, 10 rakats. Go there and see that the quantity, the amount of the Hafiz is decreasing steadily, because there is no importance attached to Taraweeh Salat and Quran and Khatmul Quran. You take our India, Pakistan, you take South Africa and all these areas there, the Southern Africa, because somehow directly, indirectly, we connected to them. So every second, third house, there's Hafiz, there's Ulama, there's Qari Sahib and so forth. Forth and so on, and everybody reading 20 rakats. See the kuffar Shias. Shias don't read Taraweeh. Therefore, to say they don't have Hafiz, that is wrong. They have Hafiz, but very few. When you show indifference to the Sharia, when you show unimportance attached, you must remember, to Islam and the Taraweeh, so Allah Ta'ala removes the Quran from you. So that is what you are doing. So therefore, Imam Sahab, Maulana Sahab, you know, not Hafiz, that's fine, but that does not mean that you don't make effort. And I'm amazed, all this effort should be done 2-3 months in advance, but still it's not too late. Even now, just phone 5-6 people, the Darulums here in Lanesia, here in Azadville, they in Newcastle, they in Durban, and you speak to them, tell them you need one Imam, one Qari Sahib, one Hafiz Sahib, whatever, and you will see, if you are sincere, Allah Jalla Wala will make it easy for you.
Mufti Saab, at the time of iftar, just before the time of iftar, I'm confused whether I should be reciting Quran, whether I should be making dua, or should I be reading Durood Sharif.
Remember, the time of iftar, the best thing to do is da'watun mustajaba. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Bayhaqi, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. So that is the mawqa, that is the occasion. We should not be frying, we should be crying, sisters. Sisters all day, and especially that last half an hour, 15 minutes, they're still busy frying samosas, frying this. There's no time for crying. So alhamdulillah, yesterday we started here in the Jami Masjid, 15 minutes or so. So I give them 4, 5, 6 hadiths, explain to them, and the last 5, 6 minutes, then we all make dua, mashallah. And remember that that is what we need to educate the people. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. Beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and beg Almighty Allah to accept our duas and supplications through His mercy and benevolence and grace. So that is what the need of the hour is. So remember that that time, the best time for dua is that time, and suhoor time, sehri time.
Mufti Saab, can Mufti Saab please elaborate on sajdah tilawa out of salah, and what is the manner, how do you perform it?
This is a lengthy discussion. Let me explain to you in detail to the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So maybe you should write it down or record it, because many things you are hearing, it will be the first time maybe you hear it. Number one is, how many sajda tilawat are there in the Noble Quran? So there are 15 sajda tilawat in the Noble Quran. So that's one question. Second question is this, that why do we perform sajda tilawat? There must be a rationale, a reason. So some places, Almighty Allah commands us, usjud, make sajda. So we make sajda. Some places, Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, the prophets and messengers, they made the sajda. So in Surah number 6, Surah An'am, verse 90, Almighty Allah states, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي. These prophets and messengers are those personalities, Almighty Allah guided them. So you must follow in their footsteps immaculately. So you will see that a Nabi made sajda, like Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. So we have to imitate, emulate the Nabi, the messenger alayhi salam. That I'm explaining to you the asbab, the reason, the rationale for sajda tilawat. Third one you must remember is this, that Allah Ta'ala commanded humanity, everybody makes sajda. The non-Muslims said, we don't make. They refuted, rejected, defied the command of Allah. So we make mukhalafa. We oppose them and we make the sajda tilawat. So that's the second discussion. Third discussion, what is the ruling, the verdict regarding sajda tilawat? You must remember, Hanafis say, only Hanafis, is wajib upon the one who recited it and the one who heard it. So upon both of them is wajib and compulsory. So that is the Hanafi viewpoint and verdict. The Shafi'is, Malikis, humbly say that, remember, that the sajda tilawat is sunnah. So if a person does it, great reward. And if he does not perform it, then there is no sin upon that person there. So that will be the difference of opinion. Hanafis, you don't perform it and the person dies, he died, wawa athimun. That is a sinner, major sinner. And according to Shafi'is, humbly, Malikis, the person did not perform the sajda tilawat, then there's no sin upon him. So that is an easy way of understanding it. Today, when people make sajda tilawat, whether in salat, in taraweeh, like Friday, Jummah time, they read Surah Alif Lam Mim sajda, very good. Then their taraweeh time or out of salat. So when I'm speaking of 90-95% of the ummah, when they go into sajda tilawat, then they read Subhan Rabbil A'la, Subhan Rabbil A'la, Subhan Rabbil A'la. That is permissible, but not sunnah. Always draw a distinction. What is sunnah and what is permissible? So that is just permissible. That you read Subhan Rabbil A'la. So now we must learn, and I sent it out last week, and I told you that try and by heart and memorize these du'as before Ramadan begins. So these are the two du'as that are masnoon, that are sunnah for sajda tilawat. Both are mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif and both are authentic. So therefore learn these du'as. First one, so I'll give you the short one. Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqahu. That my face, my body went into sajda for Allah, the Supreme Being who created us. Wa shakka sam'ahu wa basarahu. And he, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, that he is the one who blessed us with the faculty of hearing and sight. Wa shakka sam'ahu wa basarahu bi hawlihi wa quwwatihi. What is might and power. Now you show me who can give you this kind of du'as and supplications. Only Islam, only Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second du'a also in Tirmidhi Sharif and also in authentic hadith, Allahumma ktubli biha indaka ajra. Oh Almighty Allah, you record for me in exchange of this one here, the sajda, the reward. Wada anni biha wizra. Oh Almighty Allah, that you are the one that removed the vices and sins from me in exchange of the sajda. And then third one, Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra wa da'anni biha wizra waj'alha li indaka zukhra waj'alha li indaka zukhra. Ya Allah, you make it for me that day by you in the year after zukhra, a treasure. And the fourth one is, we always beg Almighty Allah for acceptance, wa taqabbala minni kama taqabbalta min abdika Dawood, that Ya Allah, that you accept it on my behalf as you accepted it from Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. So these are the sunnah du'as we should read, that when a person performs a sajda tilawat, if you are reading in salat, then you perform the sajda tilawat, and if you and you just hearing somebody or something, and then they read, you must remember the sajda tilawat. Then according to Shafi's and them, it is so sunnah, Shafi's, Hanbali's, Maliki's, and according to Hanafi's, wajib upon the reciter and the listener.
Alhamdulillah, with the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we return to this great show. And we have a question here that Mufti Saab, previously I would delay my sajda tilawas. Is this a sin and is there qada for it? And many times I ended up forgetting to do so. So I'm confused what to do here.
Remember regarding sajda tilawat, that a person should try and perform it as soon as possible. There is no such thing as qada. So you read salat, you read the sajda last year, and now you perform it now before zuhur, after zuhur, or whenever, before asr. So remember, all that is permissible, there's no problem, and it's ada. As long as you perform it before you die, so remember, it's permissible. But the sooner you do so, the better it is, obviously, because death is hovering above our head. We don't know when we'll die. So that's one issue. Second one is that when I gave you the verdict, I told you that the Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, majority scholars say sunnah. So if a person died without performing the sajda tilawat, according to majority, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, there's no sin on that person. But if that person was following the Hanafi school, then there is a sin on that person because he omitted something which was wajib and compulsory.
Mufti Saab, if I hear a sajda tilawat on radio, must I still perform it?
Remember, regarding sajda tilawat, if I read now, I'm live in the studio, and you are listening to it in your home or in your shop or wherever, then sajda tilawat is compulsory upon me and upon you. So that is according to Hanafi scholars. And according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, it is sunnah. But if it is a CD, if it is recorded and so forth, and now you are listening to Qari Abdul Basit or listening to the Sheikh or that Sheikh or whatever, and then they recite the sajda tilawat ayat, then there's ijma, there's consensus that sajda tilawat is not compulsory because it is not a live recitation, it is just a recitation, and now it is on the CV, on the CD, and so forth and so on. So there's new gadgets we have, so we should not be confusing issues. Then in the second case where it's not live, then remember there is no sajda tilawat compulsory upon you, that if you do it, fine. You don't do it, also fine.
Mufti Saab, I entered the masjid. The imam was busy with the sajda tilawah. However, when he stood up before I could even start the salah, please advise.
Yeah, it's fine. So you must remember that the imam was, for example, Friday it happens. So some imams, mashallah, on Friday they read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And whilst you are still entering, so the imams have went into sajda tilawat. So what happens in the case? There is nothing. You don't have to perform the sajda. Why you don't have to perform it? Because it was read in salat. Then number two, you are not in that salat. So if you made the sajda, it's fine. But we're discussing academically that is it compulsory upon you? No. Because it is compulsory upon you that when you are in salat, then you perform the sajda tilawat with the imam. But now you are still not in salat, so therefore you don't have to worry about it. But if you did it, fine. There's no sin upon you.
Mufti Saab, I'm a hafid and I recite sajda tilawat verses over and over. Do I have to make for each time I recite it?
All that's got to do that fi majlis in wahid, if you are sitting in the classroom like now and you are reading by a hearting to become hafiz, or you are reading, you read 3 times, 5 times, 7 times, 6 times, because you got tarawih to read and now you got the sajda tilawat there. But it is in one place, one classroom, then one sajda tilawat only. But in the morning you went to your teacher, in the afternoon you went to your mother, after asr you went to your father, other, and this were different times, different places, and so forth. So then you will have to make 3 times as the tilawat, or 5 times, depending how many times you read it. So that is the masla. You work with the majlis or with majalis. If you're in one place, remember then one, the 3 du'as I showed you, so, or the 2 du'as we showed you, that for sajda tilawat, so you read that. And remember, that is, if you made it one place, then you make one sajda. Different places, then 3, 4, 5, whatever. So that's the amount of sajda tilawat you'll have to make. And remember, again I'm repeating, according to Hanafis, wajib upon the reciter and the one who listens. And Shafi, Malik, Hanbali is sunnah. So if you carry it out, very good. If you don't do so, there'll be no sin upon you.
Mufti Saab, what are the surahs that are masnoon for the witr salah?
Remember, for witr salat, one should read Sabbih isma rabbikal a'la, and the first zakat, then Qul ya al-kafirun, and Qul wallah. Sometimes, not very often, but occasionally, that we find in the riwayat that you find Qul wallah wahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, and Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. So in the last zakat of witr, so if you, the imam, you want to read all 3 surahs in the last zakat, that also is a sunnah. But the normal adat sharifa, the normal habit of Master alayhi salatu salam was that he would read Sabbih isma rabbikal a'la, and Qul ya al-kafirun, and Qul wallahu ahad. So these are the du'as, the surahs Nabi alayhi salatu salam would recite.
Can Mufti Saab please elaborate and inform us of the chapters in the Quran and the number of verses, etc.?
Remember the Quran. Let us study this year. Why is Quran called Quran, first of all? See the first word, the first verb to be revealed, Iqra, read. So the Quran Sharif, that either you say is a proper noun, that's what Imam Shafi says, rahimahullah. Other ulama say, no, it is derived from the word qara'a. So qara means he read, to read, so therefore it's called Quran. Some ulama say it is derived from the word qarana, qaf, ra, noon. You know, in hajj you have qiran, hajj, like that. So it means to join, to attach. So there you joining the umrah and hajj. So yeah, it means you're joining the verses and the surahs. So whether you say from qara'a to read, or you say qara'na to join and attach, all are acceptable. There's no problem with that. Then the breakdown of it, remember, there are 6,236 verses in the Noble Quran. That today you hear people, sometimes you hear ulama, I'm amazed, you know, that they say in the Quran Sharif there are 6,666 verses. That's totally wrong. No one who knows Quran and Ulumul Quran can prove that via authentic sources. So remember, so to say 6,666, you know, 4 times 6, that's a fairy tale. There's nothing like that. So how many verses are there in the Quran Sharif? 6,236. 6,236. That's the amount of Quran Sharifs they are in the Noble Quran. And you must remember that regarding the Bismillah, there are 114, 113. You must remember in the beginning of the Surah, and there by Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, there's no Bismillah, because Bismillah is Mazharul Rahmah, a manifestation of the mercy of Allah. And as Surah Tawbah is speaking about punishment to the hypocrites, to the kafirin, and so forth. So therefore, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu said, Bismillah is removed, meaning there's no Bismillah there. And the 114 Bismillah that you will find is the letter Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam wrote to the Queen of Sheba and Saba. And that is, remember, mentioned in the Quran, chapter 27, verse 30. Innahu min Sulaiman wa innahu Bismillah. So Quran Sharif 30 parts, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. And remember that when you're becoming a Hafiz, then you must try and name, you must know the names of the surahs as well, and the number of it as well. For example, if I ask you Surah Qiyamah, you must say chapter 75. I ask you Surah Yasin, then you must say chapter 36. And if I ask you the verses, then you should know Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, is the longest surah in the Noble Quran, 286 verses. And Allama Alamgiri, the Sultan Alamgiri, he was the ruler. So he appointed, remember, the ulama and said that you must prepare the fatwa kitab, fatwa Alamgiri, fatwa Hindiya. That's what they call it, remember, in the Arab world. So in a case like that, you will see that they say, if you read 20 rakats Taraweeh, and there's only 20 rakats Taraweeh according to all four schools, every day you read per rakat one ruku. Per rakat, you read one ruku. So in the Quran Sharif, there are 540, you must remember, rukus. So you will complete the Quran Sharif on the 27th night. So that is why that ulama have written that every rakat, read one ruku. So per night, you will be reading 20. And inshallah, remember, 27 nights, you will complete the Quran Sharif. And thereafter, you make your dua and so forth. So that is why what it is all about. We need to attach ourselves to the Quran Sharif.
Mufti Saab, on what is the ruling with regards to making a loud dua in Salah on the basis of when we complete the Quran?
So you must remember that when you complete Quran Sharif, it is a momentous occasion. Allama Nawawi Rahimahullah has written, you must remember in Kitabul Adhkar, that 4,000 Malaika angels descend just to say Ameen. And if you look in the Haramain Sharifain, they make the dua in Salat. You must remember after Khatmul Quran, the last time we were there was 2019, Ramadan. So subhanallah, this will linger and remain in our memory for many, many years, inshallah. We were there for Ramadan, 29th night, Masjid Nabawi, and I was upstairs, and when Sheikh Salah Budair started the dua, lo and behold, the rain came. We were drenched, but what, subhanallah, that type, we say, Allah ki taraf se rahmat ki chinte, or Allah rahmat ki barish, so there. You see, sometimes when you are in Medina also, I have some cousins, friends, so they were inside the masjid. I asked them, you know what happened today? So they asked, what? I say, while the imam was reciting the dua and it was raining. They said, we didn't even know it was raining. So sometimes you wonder, you know. So because the crowd is so big, 1 million people and so forth. Then in Arafat in 2019, subhanallah, 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock, it rained for 2 hours. We were drenched. Normally we tell the people, every one of you stay in your camp, in your tent. Don't come out, it's too hot. But that day, 2 years ago now, in 2021, so 2019, Arafat, we told people, come out. And you won't get opportunity like this. And everyone pour your heart out. And Allah Ta'ala say, Mangna hai and Manwana hai. So beg Almighty Allah to make decisions in our favor. So this was historic for us, that remember to make dua in that rain, in Arafat and in Masjid Nabawi. One on the occasion of Khatmul Quran, and one the greatest day of Hajj, Al-Hajju Arafah, the hadith in Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi says, Wahad al-Hadithu Ummul Manasik, this is the mother of all the actions regarding Hajj, and that is to be on the 9th of Zulhijjah, to be on the plains of Arafat in the state of Ihram, remember that. So to make dua after Khatmul Quran, we encourage it. 3 things one should know. When you are making Khatmul Quran, then the last 22 surahs, when you come to Wadduha, Alam Nashra, and Wattini, so at the end of Wadduha, so Wa Amma bi ni'mati Rabbika fahaddith, Allahu Akbar, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alam Nashrah laka sadrak. And then when you are finished with that surah there, Faida faraghta fansab wa ila Rabbika farghab, so you say Allahu Akbar and you continue. And remember the third one, so Almighty Allah taught us, you must remember the virtues of the noble Quran. So many places. So when we are reading, you know, Wattini, alayhisallahu bi ahkamil hakimin. So again, Allahu Akbar. If you want reference for this, open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, Tafsir, Arabic, and Ma'ariful Quran in Urdu, you will find it. Thereafter, the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, بِئْسَ مَا لِأَحَدِمْ أَنْ يَقُولُ. Very bad for a person to say, نَسِيتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ. I forgot this verse, that verse, بَلْ نُسِّيَا. So you will see in our Qurans, the one printed here, South Africa, India, Pakistan, not the Quran, the dua that is mentioned after that is written, Allahumma dhakirni minhuma nasitu. No, you must change it. Allahumma dhakirni minhuma nusitu. From active to passive. Allahumma dhakirna minhuma nusina. So that is the proper way of making the dua. So yes, we 100% encourage it, that people should make dua, even collectively, after the Khatmul Quran, and inshallah you will feel that how your du'as are being accepted in the court of Almighty Allah.
Mufti Sahib was mentioning about the rain in Makkah and by the Kaaba Sharif. There's a gutter, a gold gutter on the Kaaba Sharif. Is there a name for it, and is there benefits of standing under it while it's raining?
Remember that ulama wrote Ar-Rahma Al-Rahma. Rain is Rahma, and you go to Mizab Rahmat, and that is the gutter there. So now you are standing. One, mercy is Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Second is the rain is the mercy. And third, you are right there under the matar, under the rain, under the gutter. So 100% you will see when it rains, people dash away. They run away. But in Makkah, they run towards the Kaaba to hold the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, and to stand under the Mezabi Rahmat whilst it's raining. So may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and our first Qibla, Masjid al-Aqsa. And remember that we should learn to read the correct du'as as well.
Mufti Sahib, there are some people who are sharing platforms with the LGBTQ and advertising for it on social media. What are the harms of this?
Remember that if it is Muslims who are doing this or Maulvis doing this, then it is a shameful, disgraceful thing. If they are defending them and they are saying that no, that it is permissible or encouraging these type of things, then straight away they are out of the fold of Islam. And remember, if they say no, it's haram, but we must know what is their viewpoint and all these type of stories. So this is just to curry favor with the politicians and governments and so forth. So you must remember that that is haram as well. The problem today is people are involved in so many haram in South Africa, Africa, Arab countries, the world, ulama and so-called scholars. Therefore, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allah kabul farmaya, Allah accept it, we release the book that Ummati, Ummati, protect your Iman under the auspices of Darul Iman. Many ulama, mashallah, is their work, and we just sent it out to everybody. Anybody wants a copy, a PDF copy, we don't have hard copies, so you must remember, just send me a message and write down Ummati, Ummati, and we will send it to you. You will see all the evidence there. Who are the actors, who are the one who are selling haram meat and who are selling the sharia and so forth. So this is another clinic, typical example of that. People will be sharing. Our maulvis, so-called maulvis, if you can call them maulvis, and so forth, our fatwa is this. You can't even read salat behind them. That is our fatwa. Behind these people here, you can't even read salat behind them. So you must remember, they'll be sharing the platform with feminists. They will be sharing the platform with those people who are defending the LGBT and what have you, and they will be, you must remember, defending the false ideologies. Didn't Quran say, Surah 5 verse 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. You must not cooperate and you must not assist, remember, in sin and transgression, clearly in the Quran. But because the TV will be there, some politicians will be there, and so forth. So we want to bootlicking. You call this bootlicking. So you want to do bootlicking? That no, that you know what? We must show the politicians we are very, very, you understand, broad-minded scholars. We are intelligent people and so forth. So we say thank you. We don't want your broad-mindedness. We don't want your so-called intelligence. We say it's haram. And if the person is promoting it, defending it, and say they have this and that, he becomes murtad and goes out of the fold of Islam. And to do this in Ramadan, remember that you advertise it or you participate in it. If a person swears outside the masjid and he swears inside the masjid, same swear word, what you will say? You will say that the crime in the masjid is much worse. So similarly, to advertise this haram, totally haram functions during Ramadan, remember. So therefore, all this, inshallah, our ulama are collecting all this, and it will be exposed. If you study Wasaya Imam Azam, the work of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he spoke about this in those days. Imam Sahib was born in 80 after Hijrah. He passed away 150. He said that these people who continue with their vices and sins, you must expose them, take their names and expose them. Why? So people must know that they must stay far, far away from their evil and their shararat and their defiance and how they trample upon the sharia. Those are the people who are known as ulama-e-su, the evil, corrupted ulama. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala have mercy on us, and Allah Ta'ala may give us such ulama that akunu rabbaniyin bima kuntum tuallimun al-kitab wa bima kuntum tadrusun. Always study so that you become to ulama-e-rabbani. We connected to Allah. That's why you are teaching the book, the Quran. Therefore, you are studying the book, the Quran, and ahadith and everything. So that should be our aim. Our aim must not be, Quran says, yu'minuna bil ghayb, that you believe in the unseen. These maulvis and all of them, they will tell you, yu'minuna bil jayb, how much money they are making, and so forth and so on. So all this here, totally, totally haram, that we will feel even ashamed to be in such places. But when you don't have haya and shame and modesty, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith in Mishkat Sharif and various other places, idha lam tastahyi fasna' ma shit. So when you don't have haya, shame and modesty, then you will do as you please.
Mufti Sahib, just the last question, and this is a virtual Jummah permissible where the Imam prays and we follow on a screen?
Totally haram that also. You must remember the Imam is sitting there 1-2 kilometers away and he's delivering the khutbah, he's standing reading salat, you sitting in your house. So I mentioned this here. You know, yesterday I think also I mentioned it, that once we were in Makkah many, many years ago. So this one Kala said, "Kai to bo aruche," that this is very good, you know. So he say, "I just switch on my TV and then I face that way there and I follow the Imam on the TV." So I said, "Kala, that is not permissible. Tomorrow you will tell me you took one black cloth or one black sheet and you put around the fridge and then you say you just make tawaf there also, you know." So people look for every loophole, and that is haram and not permissible. You must remember this. You had Imam here and there, and they say virtual Jumu'ah and all that. Totally unacceptable in Sharia. Every person must know that we need a physical Imam, a male Imam, to lead us in our prayer, and not some virtual Jumu'ah business and so forth. These are all the deceptions of Shaitan.
Jazakumullah Mufti Sahib for this beneficial Q&A. Next we will have the news coming up, and after that we'll have a bayan by Mulana Suleiman Qatani, Hayatul Sahaba, and after that from 1 o'clock to 1:30 we'll have Brotherhood with Mulana Junaid Hassam. From 1:30 to 2 o'clock we'll have a Surah An'am verses 117 to 121 by Mufti Sahib, and then we will have from 14 o'clock, from 2 o'clock to 2:30 we'll have a special Q&A with Brother Suleiman and Mufti Sahib engaging, and we ask all the listeners to include us in their duas. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran ya Allah.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.